At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, what's up? It's LJ here at Groomers Talk, coming to you from on the road, actually, just getting done here with Columbus, Ohio show. But we are going to be sitting down with Aga from Botanica. Now, she was able to connect with me from over the pond to talk about all of her products and what she actually created to make it better for you and make it better for the pets. So she's got a whole list of things that I was even able to learn. So stick with us. You're going to learn a lot on this podcast. This is Groomers Talk.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Smith and Burton, creators of professional, natural grooming products from the heart of New Zealand. Inspired by the purity of nature and guided by the principles of science, Smith & Burton carefully craft every formula with your pet's well-being in mind. From nourishing shampoos to gentle conditioners, their products are made with thoughtfully chosen ingredients that not only protect and care for your pet's skin and coat, but also reflect a commitment to quality, sustainability, and love for animals. At Smith & Burton, it's about more than grooming. It's about giving your pets the care they truly deserve. That's why they bring you the natural touch. We invite you to discover the difference today at smithandburton.com. As a special thank you, you'll receive 20% off your first order, no matter the amount. Because caring for your pet should never wait. Choose the natural way with Smith & Burton.
So, hey guys, this is LJ with Groomers Talk here. We are sitting here with Aga from Botanica, and she's actually across the pond from us today. So I appreciate you actually being able to take out the time and talk to us over here in the U.S.
Yes, awesome. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone from Europe.
So where are you at over there?
I'm in Poland. So my my country, where the Botanica was till... recently was like only produced in Europe, but now we're moving the production to USA. So it will be on both continents, producing on the both continents.
Oh, wow. So instead of it having to come overseas, now you guys have got a whole operation going on over here.
Exactly. It's just way easier to cooperate with the logistic time. Also, it gives us more control over the product and for me, the quality of the product and the true formulations that we believe in is the most important thing.
Gotcha. And you, is that why you guys moved to the new warehouse? So it would all kind of be set up there for you guys then?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Gotcha.
It's, like, you know, it's everything about the being more convenient and more available to our customers because, you know, the issue with the lead time, with transfer, I want groomers, especially in the United States, to be sure that the products will be easily available for them and also the same quality as it was served before. So we're working on that very hard.
Well, cool. So soon to be a U.S.-made product. That'd be very, very cool.
Yeah, that's very exciting as well for me. That was always something that I've kind of dreamed about because, you know, it's being there and also, like, producing there is a big achievement for a brand like Botanica.
Right, for sure. And, I mean, now with everything going on, especially with, you know, obviously, you know, not to get too much into politics with the whole tariff war and everything else that has kind of went on here, at least that gets you an avenue to where you guys can control what's going on with it, for sure.
I mean, it's not easy, and you know, everything is changing all the time. However, we need to make sure that, as I always say, the quality of the products and the products are there for our customers, because I'm the person that show dogs and breed dogs, so I know when I have my favorite products, I want to have them all the time without any issues. And if I cannot buy something, it's frustrating because I rely on the quality of the products for the effect on my dogs. So it's the same for the groomers, the breeders, the handlers. So for me, that's the most important thing.
I didn't even know you showed. So what do you actually show?
I'm showing Shih Tzus in general. I started showing dogs with poodles a long time ago, but when I get in back into my favorite, my heart breed, which is Shih Tzus, I started showing Shih Tzus in Poland. Then I also show United States. I bred world winner, European winner, and my female, that is the most famous dog from my kennel, Balbinka. She won Best in Show in United States in 2022. So she took everything one show. She took the owner handler Best in Show and a regular Best in Show. So I'm so proud of her because that was the true show dog. She loved showing. I mean, now she's retired and she's shaved, so now she just loves to go for walks and having fun in the mud. But she was like literally a true show dog.
Oh, you know, I've had some dogs over the years that I've had to show, and getting them to be finished has been extremely hard because they don't want to do it. Then I've got others that are very upset that they don't get to do that anymore. You know, that, exactly. That was their thing that they get to do.
So, you know, with Balbinka is the funny part, because if you put the leash on her and you go for a walk, like for on the on the grass, she's like that, and she's just showing herself. So she just loves it. She loves attention, and everybody who met her, they call her Diva because she acts like a diva.
So
her brother was really great Shih Tzu as well, but he didn't love he was good show dog, but he didn't love showing as she did, so I kind of put the everything on her and show her a lot. So she has like multiple Best in Show awards on her name. So,
gotcha. So just out of curiosity, since you're in both worlds and you've shown in both worlds, have you seen? Because I know there's some breeds that are very hard to, you know, bring from Europe and actually show in the U.S. Have you seen any of that or have any experience with that?
I mean, it's all over the world. The differences in the breed standards most of the time are not so visible, but in many cases, like for example, like the golden retrievers, like this is totally different breed in United States and in Europe. So, you know, showing them on the bob wards is almost impossible. With Shih Tzu, it depends what kind of I will use this word, but I don't like it, type. You can show basically everywhere. However, my dogs, I can show my dog in Europe, in United States. I wouldn't go to Scandinavian countries because the breed standard is a little bit differently interpreted by people. And the dogs are a little bit lower on the legs and longer, which is not the type of Shih Tzu that I love and I breed. So, you know, like with active showing, you need to be aware of preferences of the country that you show in, and also preferences of the judges, because also the colors. The color of the dog, like in Shih Tzus, that don't supposed to have any, you know, implication on the dog. However, a lot of judges pay attention, and it's really maybe not pay attention, but it's easier to be showy and flashy with the golden white Shih Tzu than solid black, for example. Which I love solid blacks, and I would love to show the solid black, but they usually are not that successful on the shows as the regular golden white or red and white Shih Tzus. So that's, you know, the difference. You need to always pay attention and know what you want and know what you have, and be able to present your dog the best way that it's possible.
You know, I actually never knew the differences. I know for years, German Shepherds, you know, it's always been in America when I was growing up, it was always that we had the drop back. And then over in like the UK, for instance, if you had a drop back, it wasn't going to show. So I knew there was differences. I didn't even know all the stuff with Shih Tzus and what went into them.
Yeah, but like I said, Goldens or like even poodles, you have different sizes. You have only 3 sizes in the US and you have 4 sizes in Europe. So you just need to be aware how to deal with it. Also colors, like there is some colors that are not acceptable in FCI and they are fully acceptable in AKC. So you need to know your dog and you need to know where you can show it. So also when you want to import the dog, you need to pay attention to the sizes, the colors, everything. In many breeds, there is like huge differences.
Wow. I didn't know there was that many differences. So you even taught me something today. So, well, obviously we've got that you've got experience in the field. What has kind of brought the products to the US? What really drove that?
I mean, the products was developed in Europe in 2012 as a kind of like need from the market, because at this time there was no products that were, most of the products look like the products for the strict for the dogs, that they weren't pretty packaging, the quality was so-so. In Poland, there wasn't, like, most people on the dog shows, they were using the imported products. So I saw the need of creating the, first of all, the good quality product that will maintain the coat and grow the coat. Secondly, as a woman, I like pretty things. So I wanted the packaging to be nice and something different. And also I wanted it to be as natural, but also as effective as it's possible, because the naturalness of the products is something that it's kind of sometimes sketchy on the market. A lot of people want to have 100% natural, which is almost impossible to do. And they also want it like very low cost, which is another factor that if something is very natural and very effective, it, naturally won't be very low cost. So we need to kind of feel the balance. But for me, the most important is the health and the preservance of the coat and the quality of the coat after using the products. So that was in 2012. I established like 7 products in the beginning. And then during the years, a lot of questions, emails through the social media from United States asking about where the products will be available in the United States. So finally, in 2021, I was able to set up the company in the United States and send the first product from Europe to the United States. And that everything happened from there to now, with winning the brand of the year twice by Barclays. So I'm very proud of it. And I really appreciate all the clients, that all the customers, the groomers and the handlers that support us through the years. Because we start from the, obviously, dog show world. I was showing my dog at the beginning in US as well. And there is a lot of like big names in the industry, in the showing dogs handlers that start using the products. They love the product. They're still using it. And they promote it actively during the shows. And also then my team of brand ambassador from grooming world. It's very impressive. And I love people that we work with. And all the groomers that really love the products and the reels on the social media. I just simply love it. It's different world than Europe. It's just a little bit different approach, but it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you've done something with the line, with bringing it here to the US, that I've seen very few companies do. I mean, right now, obviously, there's a lot of different companies from over in Europe that are trying to come over here. You've been one of them that's come over here and actually made it a very successful brand. It's made it something to where it's actually done very well for itself as far as for brand recognition, as far as for its looks, what it actually does. And over the years, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff from over in Europe, and it kind of, you know, starts really good and then phases out. And you've been... Since you guys came here anyways, you guys have been steadily growing and growing and growing. And that's quite an testament for what you guys have been doing. I mean, and I didn't even, me personally, I didn't even know about your brand. It was actually my brother who actually introduced the brand to me. And so I didn't even know your brand over there. How long were you guys in business over there before you guys came over here?
Brand started 2012, so 9 years. We were on the market when we came to United States because it was 2021, actually end of 2020, but 2021 is the current company that is in US. So we are like looking at the brands that we are competing in. We are quite young brand. But this was all born from passion to perseverance of the code, and like having this, because you know, I bought a Shih Tzu, and my Shih Tzu, my first Shih Tzu, not the one that I was showing, but first that I owned, had really not perfect quality of the code. She was very cottonish, so the maintenance of this code was a disaster. So that's that. I always was. Her name was Nelly, and I was always saying that she's the real CEO of the company, because it's everything starts because of her. So, and I believe that if you focus on knowledge and on the quality of the products, and also if you show your clients how they're supposed to use it and why they're supposed to do the things that they do, it works for both sides. Because I believe that the selling of the products will never be successful if you personally, as a brand founder, owner, will not believe in your product, will not use, like, my look of my dogs at the shows and my personal dogs is a testimony for the brand that I created. Mm-hmm. I also look through the years on the massive amount of the shows, seminars, that most people don't know how to prep the code, how to correctly bathe the dog. Despite the brand, just regular bathing. People has issue with bathing. They don't know the regular steps of bath, that clarifying bath, solution-based bathing, and the conditioner. Why are you supposed to use conditioner when you don't use the conditioner, when you use the serum? People have no idea about it. They focus about the grooming, so clipping, scissoring, everything, but they kind of, oh, I know how to bathe the dog. Most people take the dog out of the bath and the dog is not cleaned correctly. Not, the coat is not prepped correctly. So we are trying to teach and educate all the groomers and people that start showing dogs with that. That's why I always speak with our brand ambassadors that they need to be kind of advocates for bathing. I always say dilution is the solution. So you need to understand that the products by itself, if they used incorrectly, will not do magic. It's your work, it's your technique of bathing, choosing the correct products, it's very important on the long run, especially with the show coats.
It is, you know, one of the things I've learned over the years is that as much, and I'm going to speak for myself here, I hate bathing. I do. You know, for me to get wet and have to dry, it's just too long of a process. I'm definitely more, get me a pair of clippers and scissors, that's what I do. But even when I was in full-time grooming, I didn't understand how important that was of the coat. You know, it's just, you wash the dog, you dry it, you know, you cut it, you know, it's whatever. And now, especially when I go to a lot of these events, you know, such as like the All-American Grooming Show and so forth, they have classes on it that actually teach it and what it actually does to the hair cuticle when it opens it up, closes it, what it actually does for your hair cuticle. You know, all that sort of fun stuff. And I mean, you've got so many things in your line that, one, are very breed specific type deals to where, you know, smooth coats, soft coats, adding moisture into coats, and you got volume and so forth, that you've got such a wide range that you got a little bit of everything, you know, and to try to educate people with the product, it's been even a struggle for me. To where, you know, we go to the shows and everyone's like, I don't use conditioners. What do you mean you don't use conditioner? Oh, well, it's quicker. It's quicker for sure. Absolutely. But what is your finished product that you're looking at? You know, we've had to where I've got, for instance, I've got a grooming client that comes in and they're like, oh, well, I just want just shampoo. And I says, okay, we can do that. But you got to look at what you're getting. So you've got this dog coming in with mats every time. I got a spot shave, your dog looks horrible when it leaves. I says, just doing a conditioner on top of that will help that hair cuticle actually seal up and actually protect itself. So possibly less mats. Obviously, there's maintenance in between, but that's a very big part of just even what the after effect is. I mean, no one really thinks about that. In the grooming shop setting, even, you know, a lot of my grooming clients says, we don't do it because it's more money. It is more money.
Also, hear me out. It's like the issue with the like free steps. It's like a lot of people say, oh, the dog is not that dirty. I don't have to clarify. Yes, you do. Because if you don't clarify, you kind of waste money on the better product in the second bath. Because if you use the, let's say, moisturizing shampoo just for it to clean, the product cannot work correctly as it was designed because the coat is not clean. If you clarify first and prepare kind of white canvas for the bathing in the next step, you're saving money because the coat look better. And also if the coat is prepped better, correctly, your haircut look better and longer looks good. So it's your kind of business card on the end, how long the dog looks really great between the visits at the grooming shop. We just to speak about the groomers, but like, because obviously for the competitive groomers that they go to the competitions or like dog shows, the preservance of the coat is the second thing, but it's maintenance bath between the shows, because the show bath and the maintenance bath is two totally different stuff. So there is like so many aspects that we could probably sit here and talk for hours in all that mix and match formulations and how to make your coat the best that you can, that it's like even like crazy to think about it, how long we could talk about it. It's so much things and so much like external also factors that you need to think when you choose the product for your like show dog. But of course, in the grooming world, like the grooming shop, it's a little bit easier because most of those dogs, clients want the dogs in the short version, that it will be very convenient. But if you use the conditioner and if you use the good conditioning products, the clients will see the difference. Will they see the difference in the meaning that it will be easier for them to maintain the coat on the dog, and the coat will look longer good?
Well, even on top of that, you know, just after obviously like the first wash, like my wife uses your product, you know, the first wash, first bath, you know, you can see a change, and then it's the repeat every single time. I mean, that's just adding to what it's doing for the coat. It's extremely nice. Now, obviously, again, you said we could go on that for months. we'll kind of get back to what you got going on here. So what was the very first product that you ever made, basically?
So the first one was the Love Me Long shampoo because of the, of course, Shih Tzu that I had. And as I told you that her coat was incorrect, so I had really issues with keeping her in the longer haircut. Of course, she was shaved, but like I wanted to have this beautiful longer legs, long ears and the ponytail. But she was matting so much. So I needed the shampoo that will leave the long coat very moisture and kind of tangle free. So the Love Me Long with Kupuasu and Shea extract was the first one, and I didn't want any paraben silicon colorants in the product. I wanted this to be as natural as it's possible, but still efficient and not kind of ruining the budget of the household that the people will buy and use. So for me, with the pet beauty line, it's called Basic Line in Europe, importance of it was to kind of give the solution for busy dog owners that they wanted to have the dog in the great condition, but also for the groomers to use it as a regular shampoo in the grooming shop.
Well, and now you've got a line called Groomin'. I know that's been a very popular line recently just because you guys got several different scents in it now to where it makes you feel like you're in a breeze.
People love, and there is different scents because, first of all, we all react differently to the scents. We easily get bored with the scents. So if I have a favorite product, it's like the same like you have the outfit. Like, for example, you have your shirt. And it's your favorite shirt. You would like to have it in different colors as well, because it fits you. It's comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's nice. So why don't have it in like different colors that will, we know that it suits, it fits, and it's really great. So it's just different. Look, it's the same with the grommets. The first was the original one. Then we added the melon splash, bubble gum, tropical smoothie, and spring edition. So everyone can find their exact favorite or just change it from time to time. Depends from the client.
Yeah, I know a lot of grooming shops use it, obviously, because it's a little bit more economical. Plus, it smells good. It does a good job.
It cleans well, and it's really efficient, the low-cost product for grooming shops. So this is like, we have some like new products coming in next year. So I think that the industry will be very excited about it as well. So
I want to touch on that new product thing here. But before I do that, I'm curious on a question. You were talking about clarifying first when you're doing the groomit, obviously in the grooming shop, you know, that's what people are doing because it's more economical, but are you still recommending them to clarify before they use the groomit, or do you use just the groomit as a standard base?
Groomit is one of the clarifying shampoos. So in our free lines, the groomit is the one, we have the basic deep clean in the show line, which is 98% ingredients of natural origin. And then we have also either Forever Buff shampoo or the Fresh Me Up from the basic line. So the groomit is the clarifying product.
Okay, so it is one. Again, I just learned something else new. I didn't even know that. To go back to your other question, do you want to reveal anything that you got coming up for new products?
No, I want to keep it like mystery. And our brand ambassador are testing it at this point. So I was hoping that it will be released this year, but because of this transferring the production and a little bit more work in Europe, we wouldn't be able to do it correctly. So next year, but I think that the next year will be very exciting for everyone, because first of all, I have a lot of nice things like hidden in the drawer, just to show and to surprise the market. So we need to be all patient, and next year we'll work on that.
Gotcha. So obviously we'll have to have you back on here so we get all the new product downloads then.
Anytime.
Hey there. Have you checked out Naturally Inspirational yet? They offer some amazing products for both you and your pets. Their Dandelion Salve is a total game changer. It's perfect for easing aches, pains, bumps, and bruises. Plus, it's a natural healer for your dog's cuts, a moisturizer for their pads and nose, and can speed up wound healing by 50%. I use it for myself, my family, and all the animals in our care, and it's truly worked wonders. Don't miss out. Head to their website to grab your bottle today. And when you use the code GROOMERSTALK25, you'll get 20% off your first bottle. Get yours now and experience the difference at naturallyinspirational.biz.
So, obviously, since you're over in Europe most of the time, you do come here to shows. But what are the distributors that you work with here in the U.S. that people can get your products through?
So we have several distributors, Whitman's, Pet Store Direct, GroomerSmart, GroomerSmart in California. So we are working with all of those. We don't want to have like multiple distributors, because I believe there is I believe in the education, and with distributors, for me, it's important that the distributors knows the product and they can explain for their clients why this product is good and why the clients should try the product. So I always put very a lot of effort to educating and to knowledge about the products, because I believe that if the clients know how to use the products, they are more satisfied from it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a huge selling point for, you know, us as distributors here, that we're able to have that knowledge to be able to push that for you, for sure. So what shows, I'll take this back here for another question. Are you doing any of the Europe shows? So obviously, like, Artero's got their Grooming Slam coming up. UK's got their Coventry show coming up for, I think it's called Groomphoria. Are you going to any of those?
We are not. We are more focusing on the dog shows than the grooming competition world in Europe. We might next year visit the Groomania, but that wasn't like for sure yet. We'll definitely be on the World Dog Show, European Dog Show.
Hey guys, so Aga just gave us a lot of information, a little amount of time. So obviously she's over there in Europe area. She does travel all over the world. She is very big here in the US. So if you want to find them, you can always go to Botanica right on Facebook and get all their live updates. You can also go and look up, I know I'm going to butcher her name, Agnieszka Luta. That is actually Aga's real name, and you can actually follow her as well. But if you need to get in contact with Botanica, you can just get a hold of them at sales@botanica-usa.com or call 561-802-1667 or visit their various distributors. Obviously, they're all over the place, and they've got tons of knowledge that can help you out no matter the shows or the phone. Online, there's a lot of different options for you guys. So don't miss out. Follow them. Also, if you love the show, please be part of us online. I mean, we love to have you guys online on our Facebook, on our Instagram, on our TikTok, even on our YouTube channel, where you can now see all these videos, see my face, and see all the other faces of all the vendors and entrepreneurs that we're talking to. So find us, follow us, share us, like us. We appreciate all the feedback, all the help that you give us. You guys take care. This has been Groomers Talk.